Good. I'd like to know what paint wars are, because paint wars just seems to be, just how to destroy all the clothes that you own. Is that basically a sort of summary? It involved throwing paint at each other. Is that basically it? Okay, that's good. Well, it looked as though it was a lot of fun anyway. Did you have a good time at camp? Yeah? That's fantastic. It's great to see lots and lots of you here, and it was great to have a kind of have the time with Plan Games as well. We've sort of seen some quite incredible things over the kind of last wee while, as we've seen churches gather together to work together to actually bring the gospel of to Glasgow. And you know, in the last few days, there've been certainly at least sort of 50 odd folk that have come to faith in Glasgow, and many more who have encountered for the first time the love of God for themselves, realize that they're being called into new life with Him, and actually beginning to kind of live that out. I was just sort of sitting there, and I was thinking about this message, which I'm going to get to in a minute, and I am going to be brief today. But I wrote some things down, and I want to sort of say, there's something about momentum in the kingdom of God that actually it's really important that you understand. See, when you've been to something like camp or you've been on a mission like Clan Games, it's very easy for you to allow that to dissipate. It's very easy for you to kind of sort of think, oof, that's what it was like. And it's just a high, and it goes for a few days afterwards, and then it dissipates again. And I want to say that actually God is calling you to steward your breakthrough, that actually you've seen a breakthrough spiritually. You've seen things in this experience that's happened in this week, which actually you're not supposed to kind of like put back in a shelf and sort of say, that was it. But in actual fact, now that you've seen it, you're supposed to do it again and again. And actually there's something about continuing to persevere in the sort of spiritual momentum that you have with God just now that will actually create not just momentum for you, but which will build momentum for others as well. And I really want to encourage you to do that. And the way that you do that is, the key to that is, first of all, understanding that that's what's happening. And secondly, focus. Sometimes we kind of experience camps and missions and stuff like that, and they're like spiritual highs and buzzes. And we come away from them and we think, oh, well, that was just for there. But I want to tell you that I've actually been to a place where this is what they do every day. In Mozambique, you've heard many stories of us going to Mozambique before, but in Mozambique and Pemba, you know, this is actually the level at which they function day by day. It isn't something that's just a sort of a high that they hit now and again, and indeed they've seen many, many more things. And I just want to sort of say, I believe that's part of you being on camp, being on mission, doing these things together is actually so that you would be trained and equipped to operate at a different spiritual level on a consistent basis. And I think that it's really important for you to understand that. And I think it's really important for you not just simply now to sort of let the thing kind of like dissipate and fall off, but instead, I really want to challenge you. I want to sort of say to you, what are you going to do today that actually continues to steward the thing that God has given to you yesterday and during this week? That allows you to sort of say, okay, well, some of you guys, you know, I prophesied to somebody and it brought life to them this week. What are you going to do this week coming that's actually going to be about that? Some of you prayed and saw people coming to faith in Christ this week. How are you going to press into that? How are you going to steward that? How are you going to continue to see that momentum, not just simply kind of like there, but building as we move forward into the future? And I really want to encourage you to do that. And the way to do that is to focus. The way to do that is to be intentional. The way to do that is to sort of simply say, day by day, I am going to ask the Lord, Lord, what opportunity are you going to open up to me? And then am I going to be courageous now to step into it, just like you did? And the reason why you've had the experience at camp or at mission is because of the fact that God wanted to teach you how to courageously step into everything that He had for you. So that when you have the opportunity today, later on, tomorrow, at work, or wherever it is that you're doing this week, that actually you wouldn't bottle it and kind of go, well, that's for then, this is for now, but actually that God would really kind of push you forward into what it is that He has for you. So I want to pray for us and just ask that God would do that. Is that okay? And if you feel that that's something that God's really challenging you about and you want to respond to that, you don't want to kind of lose that, but you really feel, yeah, that's right, I want you to stand. Why don't we stand together? Those of you who feel, yep, that's me, I'm going to pray for you in particular. So if you feel that that's what God's saying, just want to encourage you to stand just now. Lord God, we thank you for momentum in the kingdom of God. We thank you that the kingdom is always advancing, always pressing forward. And Lord God, we want to thank you for what we've experienced. Lord, we thank you that it's not a flash in the pan. It is given to us, and we can now steward it, and we can see that multiply and move forward. And we pray, Lord God, that today, as we move into the things that you've called us to, that we would be full of courage and faith, that we would steward what you have given to us, so that we would see momentum building, and so that we would see the things of God happening, not just on a one-off occasion during special weeks, but every day, every week, every month, every year, so that, Lord, what we have seen this week would be the normal for us. It would be the new it would be the new base level for us, and we would see that happening consistently, and, Lord, more so. We're looking for the more, Lord God. We're looking for the kingdom to come, Lord God. So we ask, would you do a work in our hearts that today we would resolve that we would not turn back, we would not allow this to fall away, but instead we would say, Lord, take me forward into the fullness of what you have for me. For, Lord, we long for that to happen, and we desire that today you would do what you need to do in our hearts as we say yes, that you would pour into us, Lord, all that is required for us to press forward for you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please have a seat. We're going to read together. We're doing a series on Psalms, and today I've picked Psalm 1. No, I haven't picked Psalm 103. That's very confusing. I picked Psalm, where are you? It did have threes in it, 133, one of the shortest Psalms that there is. So if you've got a Bible with you, then we're going to read together from Psalm 133. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the ground, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robes. It's as if the dew of Hermon was falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. Today I want to talk about the fact that God is calling us to be in unity with the whole of the rest of the body of Christ. I want to talk about the fact that actually he has called us into unity. This is the passage. It's very simple. You know, what it says is when we are together, when we're united, then God releases a blessing. He releases it, and that is what he desires to do. That's what he wants to do for us as a fellowship and for us as we gather with other folks. I love. Being amongst other churches and being amongst other Christians. I love connecting with others. I love being with them. I love the fact that actually we're not all the same. And I just have some very simple things that I want to sort of say to us today about this. The first thing I want to say is this, that actually unity is not about us all being the same. It's actually unity that allows a diversity for us to be able to kind of work together. I love the fact that actually, here in White Inch, there's a Salvation Army that put their uniform on still, and there's a next door in St. Paul's, they get dressed and they have the robes and all sorts of amazing things. And the guys at the Summerfield Hall as well, doing different things again. I love the fact that we are different. I love the fact that the unity that God calls for here is not one about us all having to be exactly the same. We don't all have to be the same. It's not about that. Actually, the joy is that we are different, but the same. We are brothers and sisters of the same family. And like brothers and sisters, they're different. They're not the same. We're not supposed to be the same. Think about your brother and sister and think and kind of go, oh, thank God. God allows diversity in the body of Christ. We're not supposed to be the same. We're not, and actually, we're supposed to have different elements, different ways of doing things, different approaches to stuff, and that is good. But God says, but listen, you're still brothers and sisters. You're still part of the same family. You're meant to be together. You're not meant to be apart. You're not meant to have pulled apart. And so God calls on us to respect and to honor the differences which are there, but to allow each other to thrive and to be able to kind of do the things that God wants us to. So there's unity in diversity. That's the first thing. Second thing is unity needs to be worked at, and unity needs to be worked for. A few years ago, here in White Inch, one of the things that happened was that there was a church called Destiny. Destiny Church, many of you will know, but Destiny. And Destiny were kind of doing a whole bunch of things in our area. And some of you will remember this, some of you won't. But at one particular kind of point, I can't remember when it was, but anyway, at one point, all through White Inch, on every flipping lamppost, there was a big poster that said, you know, I think the guy called was Ivan Ciculino. That's what his name was. And he had amazing white hair and a white suit, and they had a big photograph of him. And it was basically, it was all about having a healing meeting here in the White Inch Centre. And we had never heard about Destiny doing anything in White Inch before, and there were posters every single sort of way along the way. And I remember us actually sort of sitting down and kind of going, right, how are we going to respond to this? And I remember very clearly, you know, the sort of sense of, that's just a little bit cheeky. This is our bit, and why are they here? Because actually, you know, they've got plenty of other places to go. Why are they having a meeting in White Inch? And I know that, you know, for us, we had to work through some of that. And we had to actually kind of talk about that, and we had to talk about how we felt about that. But then after a while, you know, we remembered this thing. We remembered the call to unity. We remembered the call to, you know, the fact that actually we're needed to kind of make a choice to be united, to actually to honor what God was doing with other folks. And so what we said was, we said, listen, what we're going to do is, not only are we going to publicize their event, but we're actually going to go to it ourselves. And we're going to take every other, and we're going to take every sick person that we know to the event as well. Because we believe that actually God is going to be there, and we believe that he's going to bless whatever's going to happen. And actually, you know, if it means that actually all these guys that we know that we've been praying for all these years, you know, come and have a powerful encounter with God, and they get saved, and they go to Destiny Church, then that's fine with us. We're okay with that. Because actually, we're not about building the church. We are about extending the kingdom of God. And so from our point of view, we said, let's do that. And I think we actually gave them an offering. Did we give them money? There was something about, so we did. We met them, we prayed for them, we blessed them, and I think there was something like that. There was a kind of blessing as well. And it was probably the busiest outreach meeting that I've ever had in White Inch. The place was absolutely full. People did come that we knew. They responded, they get healed, they get saved. Some of them were just incredibly transformed as a result of all of that. And actually, you know, and it was just the right thing to be able to bless and to release, and actually to be able to sort of say, you know, we need to work at this unity thing. We need to make a choice that actually we're not going to kind of like be offended or kind of find it difficult when people kind of do different things, but we're going to flow with them. We're going to work with them because we're not about building the church. Jesus is the one that builds a church. We are here to serve the expansion of the kingdom of God, wherever that is. And so actually there's a choice that we make that we're actually going to sort of see happening. And I believe that God actually does release a blessing as a result of that. And I think we saw that as we saw an increase, I think, to the number of people that got healed through the different ministries that we're involved in. We've seen an increase in a whole variety of different things. And I just want to sort of say that this week coming, the guys from West Glasgow New Church are running a children's holiday club here. Now, the guys from West Glasgow New Church are the guys at the Summerfield Hall, and they've been serving and blessing and working in this community for a number of years now. But actually, as a church, they meet up in Cleveland School, so the actual church worshiping center is away from here. And so they've decided that what they're going to do next week is they're going to hold a holiday club for the kids in our area. It's going to be here in the White Inch Center in the mornings. And what they said to us recently is they came to us and they said, we just want you to know that we're doing this, And we believe that actually there'll be kids who will come to faith as a result of this. And so what we want to do is we're just going to encourage them all to come to your church and to come to your children's work. Because actually we believe that that's the right thing for us to do. And I just thought, wow, that is fantastic, isn't it? You know, praise God for brothers and sisters who dwell together in unity. Praise God for folks who actually aren't here just simply to do their own thing, but actually to build the kingdom of God. Next Sunday, I don't know how many there'll be, but some of them will turn up with the kids, and actually we're going to welcome them, and we're just going to pray for them. We're going to encourage them as we go forward together. We need unity. You need to actually work at it for that to happen. But unity, you want to say something? You can come and say something. You got a microphone. Mike, where are you? Come on forward.
When the church who are in there now were coming to Whitehinge, they came to Alan and said, you know, we want to use this little hall. We had been offered the hall for nothing. They bought the hall for quite a lot of money. But they said to Alan, you're the minister in this place. They were kind of offering respect to him. And he endorsed their coming. And they put his letter to them, welcoming them and saying you have freedom in this place, they put that on their publicity. So really what God is doing is blessing what was done in his name, I don't know how many years ago, but it's like cast your bread for the waters.
And it comes back as currant bun, as my mother would say. Thank you, Alice. Good to be reminded of that. Unity does release a blessing. There's absolutely no question about it. That's certainly what we saw this week as we went to Clan Games. You know, all sorts of people. There were about 100 folks from all over Scotland, actually, who came to serve, to work together, to different ministries, different strands, different styles of ministry as well. And they all came together. And as they came together, there was such a sense of, you know, of God just flowing through and blessing what was going on. And people kind of experiencing the presence of God and being transformed as a result of that, and I think that's absolutely incredible that should happen. So the last thing that I want to sort of say is this: I want to sort of say, everything up till now is like probably the easy bit. You know, we're probably all kind of going, yeah, that's right, absolutely, we like this idea, we think that's good. Here's where it actually kind of touches down and it's harder. For us to have unity, we need reconciliation in the body of Christ. And that means us here together. And actually that means that, you know, we need to actually work out how to put aside our differences and our difficulties. And we need to actually put aside those places where actually we are struggling with literally our brothers and sisters sometimes. But in other cases, our spiritual brothers and sisters in the church. And so I want to really encourage you today, as we think about what it means to be united and allowing God to release his blessing upon us, I want to actually kind of sort of say, is there any need for reconciliation in the body of Christ? Is there any place where actually you need to sort out relationships? You need to actually kind of sort of say, this hasn't been good, it's not been healthy, and I need to actually kind of sort that out? Because I really want to encourage you to do that, because God commands a blessing as we dwell together in unity. But I also sort of sense this morning that actually there was a real anointing in the whole thing of the just literally what it says, you know, that the Lord wants to, you know, how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. And I want to encourage you to think about literally your own siblings and your own family. And I want to ask, is there anything there in terms of disunity? Is there any break of relationship? And I know that for some of you the answer to that will be yes. And I want to ask whether or not there is something specific just now that the Lord is wanting to place on your heart, which is actually about you acting out this word today, where you choose to say, I am going to make the first step of reconciliation today. I'm going to make a decision that today I'm not going to just kind of let that relationship, which has been broken, continue. I am going to pursue unity with my brother or my sister, or maybe it's other members of your family. But whatever it is, I really believed that as I was kind of preparing today, the Lord wanted to speak a word of faith into your heart, that actually relationships and circumstances, which perhaps up till now look impossible for you to get restored and reconciled with, that actually God is wanting to say to you today, actually, I have made a way. There's something happened that He's done. You might not know about it yet, but He's softened their hearts, or He's opened a door, or He's created a new situation. And I really believed today, as I was praying and thinking about this message, I really believe that there's something for us about seeing reconciliation with family. So I want to ask you just to take a moment or two, because I said we would be brief and we're going to be brief. So I want to take a moment or two, and I want you just to ask the Lord, is there anything that you need me to do, Lord? Is there any relationship, and brothers and sisters, all that stuff, who, you know, and just be open to the possibility that God's actually going to do something today. So let's just be quiet before Him for a moment. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we ask now for courage and for faith to step into obedience to the Word of God. We thank You that You are the God who blesses brothers and sisters who dwell together in unity. And Lord, we've been thinking just for a moment there, You just, for some of us, You've just laid in our hearts a member of our family that we know that we need to sort things out with. And so today we pray, we ask, Lord God, that You would make a way where there seems to be no way, that You would make it possible for us to be reconciled, because Lord, that is your desire, that is what Your word tells us. You long for this to happen. And so Lord God, we simply want to say, Lord, where You have spoken to us, we are willing. And we want to be obedient now, and we choose to be obedient now to the words which You've spoken to us, to be reconciled, to come back into unity with our brothers and sisters. And so, Lord God, we pray that You would now lead us forward and take us into what it is that You have for us. Because, Lord, we know that as we do that, we will see the release of Your blessing. And, Lord, we just take a moment as well just to pray now for this, our spiritual brothers and sisters in this place. We pray, Lord God, for Your blessing upon St. Paul's. We pray for Your blessing upon the Salvation Army. We pray, Lord, for Your blessing upon West Glasgow New Church. Lord, we thank You in particular for the West Glasgow New Church's willingness to serve and to bless and to reach out. And Lord God, we want to pray that You would, that here in this room, in this place, that there would be a phenomenal holiday club, that they would connect with so many of the kids, and that, Lord God, that they would see them just discovering for themselves, for the first time perhaps, the love of God poured out in Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord God, as they have that heart to bless us, that, Lord God, that blessing would also flow to them. Through them, we pray. Lord, we thank You. We thank You that You're here. We thank You that You're moving amongst us. We thank You for the incredible things that You've been doing. We thank You for spiritual momentum. We want to pray now, Lord God, that You would send us from this place to steward that and see it grow. And so now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all those that You love, now and forevermore. Amen.